The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed it. Anyway, you'll find a way.
I have the coronavirus disease, and it obviously there's some irony in that only last week, on the last week episode, I was talking about the urgency of creating a buffer episode that could come out if I ever had the coronavirus disease, and now I have the coronavirus disease, and there is no buffer episode, but there we have it. There it is. Those are the facts. Life is full of these unhappy little ironies. But we have a show to do, even if I am feverish and unwell. Oh, will it be enjoyable for you to listen to? I don't know. I doubt it. Is it fun for me to do? Also, no. But as the old saying in show business goes, you're not allowed to stop doing the show. No, that's not the saying. The saying is the show must go on. The show must go on, and here we are, going on with the show. And I think there's no better way to stop the show than with a little ocean news. News here on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. Actually, maybe that's a better start because some people are listening to this for the first time. Well, hello. This is the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, the podcast where I have a podcast to make enough money to buy a boat. And the only thing we've found that really works thus far on the podcast is consistency, you know. And so sadly, this episode has to come out. And the show has to go on. Oh, I will be. Once I'm in good health, I'll be recording several buffer episodes now. Don't you worry about that. I've learned my lesson.
Player, you will learn nothing.
Oh! And, I'm foggy in the brain.
Not a symptom. Nothing has changed.
Foggy in the brain department. Some big interviews with wonderful people coming up very soon on the pod. But listen, we've got to persevere. There are just certain things that have to get done. For this to be an exciting live wire episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan podcast, consistency,
here is a new segment
that we've already introduced today but haven't done yet.
Consistency,
man, is it hot
here?
Ocean news. Ocean news. Tourist city, and this is in Yahoo News. Tourist city to hand out $1,100 fines for urinating in the sea. What? Officials in a Spanish city, this is on AU, if you want to look this one up, by the way, the HTML is au.news.yahoo.com/tourist-city-2-hand-out-1100-fine-4-urinating-in-the-c-073-4-081.html. That's the site you'll want to go to enjoy this read. Officials in a Spanish city, and later on in the article I can see that the Spanish city is Vigo. It's in northwestern Spain's Galicia. I think that's how you say that region. They have ruled that urinating in the sea or on the beach is now a punishable offence. Wow. and that it's an age-old practice. I don't know, it doesn't say in the article if this is something that happens more on this beach than other beaches, if there's some sort of special... That feels like that would be a Spanish pastime, wouldn't it?
Hola, señor.
Oh, that's Piss Beach.
Esta es la Beach de Piss.
And there's, for 800 years, it goes back to the Moors, but they say it goes back to the Visigoths. Was it the Ostrogoths? Which Goths? I don't know. Anyway, there were some Goths there. They was urinating.
La Pisa Histórica.
It was very important.
Never give up on the riff.
Anyway, $1,100, €750. And officials are also said to be considering other sanctions for people using soap in the sea. Well, I don't see the problem with soap in the sea. I mean, I understand making it dirty with urine, but making it clean with soap, that seems like a good habit. And then there's a poll on this Yahoo News article. Have you ever urinated in the ocean? And I wrote, and my answer, I selected, yes, it's fine. And 78% of people agree with me. But 22% of people say, no, it's gross. They have never urinated in the ocean. And that seems silly, you know. The fun bit of the story is the urinating. That was Ocean News.
Ocean News. And now a few words about special hats.
Our politics is debased. Community and goodwill have been replaced with cruel tribalism. Proper respect is absent. If our civilization is to survive, this must be remedied, and the only way to do that is with grave, splendid hats. Machiavelli understood how important it was for a monarch to have a fabulous hat. He didn't use those words exactly, but that is the sort of thing he was getting at. Consider this: no king or queen of note lacks a special hat. There are no exceptions, except for the Emperor of Japan, and the Japanese are an exception to everything, so that proves the rule more completely than if the Japanese Emperor actually did have an important hat.
Affirmation! I will record a Patreon episode next.
Affirmation!
Well, you know, that's probably the end of this episode, I'm going to be real. Except for a song that I've written. I'm not sure if it's good. My ear feels funny. I love all of you. Keep it real. I can definitely feel myself getting stronger and more beautiful. I love you all. I feel great. So many wonderful people have come around the house dropping off, you know, food. We've got too much food now. So charming. And I'm just so full of love. Man, it's hard having the disease with children. I wish I had the disease without children. Or had the children without the disease, but both together. Boy, that's tricky. You know? But I have had a few moments of convalescence. I don't know if that's the term, because I'm still feeling quite unwell. And I watched Top Gun. That movie is gay. And I watched The French Dispatch. Charming. Charming stuff. From Wes Anderson. And I watched some of Jennifer Lopez's halftime documentary. And I watched The Show. And boy, she seems like a cleric. She's a high-achieving person. More thoughts on all of that later. On the Patreon. The show must go on. I love you. Keep it real. Here's his song. Stronger and more beautiful.